it's Denver. I think we should make a start. Have you enjoyed the free lunch? I'm afraid we're now into work mode. Paul, again, thank you for the free lunch. Thank you very much indeed. We believe it's free, I think. Thank you very much.
We thank you for the honor of service.
Thank you. Anyway, welcome everybody to this, the first meeting of the Health Front Commission in the new term, which goes on the 1st of July. Welcome back many of our previous members, but we also have a number of new members, and I will just run down the list if I may. Karen Moretto, representing the Friends of the Earth. Welcome, Karen. I have Evan Hugh, representing Hong Kong Institute of Landscape Architects. C.K. Lau, representing Hong Kong Institute of Surveyors. K.K. Chan. Those are all appointees of rather professional bodies. And we have a number of people in their personal capacity. K.K. Chan, who's a surveyor by profession. Walter Chan, who's an accountant by, lawyer. I'll say it right, my lawyer in person. Ayesha Lau, who's an accountant by profession, so we're all three major professions. And Brian Lee, who's a banker. Welcome to you all. Come on board. Look forward to working with both previous members and new members in really converting this waterfront into something very special. Working with you on that and working with our friends in health as well. Just one or two points, and then I'm going to some other formalities as well. Just to remind you of our conflicts of interest, I will try and pick it up with every item and remind people that they should declare, but in case I don't, please, if you feel in any way that there is a conflict or you're not sure of your position, please let us know. We'll decide, or I will decide as chair, whether you should participate or not in that item. Also, if you're representing an organisation, please remember that you are representing that organisation, and as best you can, I know it's not necessarily easy, convey the views of that organisation when you're speaking. Sometimes people steer into their personal views, and obviously that's not your role on this particular commission. We operate on dual channel, so anyone who wishes to talk and get anything to do. Happy to have present contributions in any way, any form. Then just one or two other things. Need to congratulate Winnie. She's no longer acting. She's now been confirmed, so she's been promoted. We have Thomas Child, the Permanent Secretary for Development, who's now joining us as an official member of the Commission. Thomas?
He's coming.
All right, fine. He's on his way. Okay. And we have Thomas Chandler, the Deputy Secretary, with us today. And then, in terms of other representations of this particular meeting, Emily Moe, the Assistant Commissioner for Tourism, is attending on behalf of Philip Young. Albert Lee, Assistant Commissioner for the TD, is attending on behalf of Ingrid Young. Mr. Edwin Tom, Project Manager of CEDD, attends on behalf of C.K. Horn. Donald Choi, Assistant Director of Leisure, attends on behalf of Betty Fong. Mr. Fong Kwok Ming, Assistant Director of Planning and Services, attends on behalf of Francis Yu, the Director of Marine. So we have a number of representatives there, just to know for the record. And I have just one apology. That was from Rajita Almadwani, who can't be with us. He's still on leave. So I think that's it in terms of the formalities. Paul, do you want to say some words and just kick us off?
Thank you, Jim. Again, a very warm welcome to you all. And so thank you for accepting our appointment or reappointment to this commission. The commission has been making significant contributions to the Hong Kong community, gradually transforming our harbourfront. This term of office of the commission has a very important task, which is to seek the community's support to establish a harbourfront of horror. authority. We have a development bureau who is very keen in seeing this dream realized. And we can foresee there are possibly diverse views as to how to bring this about, although the overriding objective of having an authority is quite apparent. So at the DEVB, we look forward to working with you to bring the Habervan authority into existence and into a great success in the future. For you, Chair.
Thank you. So there's the challenge. There's the challenge. All right. Right, moving to the agenda proper, if we can. Chairman's prerogative, I'm about to shift things around. What I suggest we do is let us take items 1 and 2, which are confirmation of minutes and matters arising, and then I think, given the importance of the item, my suggestion would be that we move item 8, which is the discussion, the close discussion on the establishment of the Half-Round Authority, and we move that to item 3, and then we can take the progress reports from the task forces subsequent to that major item. So 1, 2, 8, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, if you're happy with that. Then item 1, confirmation minutes of the 13th meeting. It's been circulated. I appreciate the new members these are not. So you can comment on that. The members who were members previously have been circulated. No comments, in fact, have been received. Can I take it that members are happy with the minutes and that I may sign them? Thank you.